Emergence. The elevator doors opened with a jolt, and a silky female voice announced our arrival.
Platform 53D.
They changed the automated voice every day. Yesterday, she'd been from Eastern Europe. Today, she was a Southern Belle. I nodded to my ward and stepped out of the elevator, not waiting to see if she'd follow. Aside from a few figures hunched over their computers, the floor was empty. The server staff were not due for another hour at least. Most of them would still be sleeping off their last shift, or grabbing a quick bite at the local, enjoying what little time they had off before the next one began. When they did arrive, the level would be a hub of activity. Scientists, research teams, statisticians, a whole ensemble of the intellectual elite gathered from around the world in one building. Languages and ideologies would collide. Conflicting theories, beliefs and assumptions would be thrown from one end of the hall to the other. But that would only come later. For now, the level was quiet, and I walked across the floor unimpeded by the usual scurry of bodies. From the scuff of her cheap sneakers against the tiles, I knew that my guest was right behind me. We reached the end of the room, and I flashed my security pass at Edgar, only to roll my eyes when he stopped us to examine it properly. He'd seen my face day in and day out for the last 5 years, with the one notable exception of a sick day sometime in May of 2026.
You know the rules, Captain. I have to swipe you in.
He took my pass, pressing it against the red eye of the scanner embedded in his desk.
Haven't seen you around before,
he said, accepting the ID of the woman who trailed me around most of the morning. She's just an observer. Edgar handed back our cards and smiled at my guest.
Well, enjoy your stay, Miss Fern.
Doctor, she replied, looking up from her keyboard. Thank you. We passed through the checkpoint and took another elevator up to our last stop for the morning.
Observation deck 1A,
the bell informed us as we stepped out. A far cry from the open space of the research center below, the passage to Observation Deck 1A was narrow and claustrophobic. An orange light blinked overhead, and about a dozen unseen lenses zoomed in on our persons. A whole security team would be sliding through our biometric scans, T-rays, viral diagnostics, heat signature trackers. Edgar's little security booth really was a waste of everyone's time. We were currently undergoing one of the most intense security checks in the world, and I doubted the young doctor even realized it. What did you say you do again? I glanced over my shoulder, catching her eye as she scribbled something down. She was pretty, in a matter-of-fact sort of way. Mousy blonde hair hung down to her shoulders, and she wore glasses a size too big for her face. Her lips were thin, which made her seem colder than she probably was. I teach ancient languages at Princeton. I snorted. What's a professor of ancient languages doing in a UNGDM facility? She smiled, sating my curiosity. Hardly a reason to be granted access to one of the most secure compounds in the world, but I didn't really care. I'd been told to show her around, and that's what I'd do. The passage ended before a steel door, and I underwent one final retinal scan before gesturing at her to do the same. I knew that if either of us failed, or if any of the scans prior to this one had triggered an alert, the air around us would have been sucked out within seconds, leaving us floundering while security teams moved in. We waited a tense moment before the light flashed green above the door and it slid open. I took a breath, feeling that oozy feeling I always did when entering the negative pressure room. There were two yellow hazmat suits waiting for us on the walls, and I took the one laid out for me, gauging by its size that someone under 6 foot would be swallowed up by it. The doctor followed my lead, pulling her own suit over the lab coat and jeans she'd chosen to wear for her visit. Have you had contact with anyone suffering from radiation poisoning, swine flu, influenza, or Ebola?